aggressive intent, to say the least.
That's Democratic Congressman Joe Courtney of Connecticut on one issue that might come up at that meeting between Tillerson and Lavrov, and that is a Russian spy ship recently spotted buzzing the eastern seaboard and recently off the coast of Connecticut. Intelligence officials say such visits by those ships are not that unusual. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A slight rise in this week's unemployment claims report from the Labor Department. It says 5,000 more Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. The figure showing 239,000 people filed new claims for the week ending February 11th. Just over 2.5 million Americans claimed benefits under all programs during the final week in January. Today is the 80th annual Walk to Washington and Congressional Dinner for New Jersey's Chamber of Commerce. Explaining it here is Scott Pringle.
They don't actually walk to Washington, but rather up and down a train on the way there. It's dubbed the state's premier business networking event. Top political and business leaders and others will mingle and network on the train and then at the congressional dinner once in Washington. Gubernatorial candidates like Phil Murphy and Assemblyman John Wisniewski are expected to take part. Governor Christie will speak at the dinner.
It looks like a tradition is being ended by the current president. College hoops custom falling by the wayside, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
President Donald Trump isn't going to continue the tradition of filling out NCAA tournament brackets on ESPN. The network says Trump declined the offer to make picks for this year's men's and women's tournaments. The presidential brackets became a tradition during President Barack Obama's tenure, with him discussing his picks on SportsCenter.
Again, that's Mark Mayfield reporting, reminding you that we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 33 degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is...
I can hear you.
You can hear me? I forget which ones we decided were working.
Put them all up.
They're all up. Scattered flurries before 1 p.m., then isolated snow showers, with a high of 38. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 21. And Friday, mostly sunny, high of 42. Saturday, it warms up for the weekend, sunny with a high of 55, and it's up to almost 60 on Sunday. And Washington's birthday is sunny again with a high of 52.
Be a little low, but I can hear it. I have a feeling you can't hear me again, but I'm going to just forge forward.
I can hear you.
Said that last week. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey.
You can hear me better now that I turned Pete Seeger down. Bob Seeger down.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL is currently making plans to participate in New Jersey Makers Day on March 25th. It'll be a day your family will not want to miss. I have finished scheduling all of our musical performances at HCL through the summer. We'll run down who will be coming. Jennifer says a friend is someone who will help you move. A good friend is someone who will help you move a body. Displays at HCL and North County Branch, new additions to our CD and DVD collections, and much more. On today's library show, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, everyone out there. Hopefully you can hear us. We're in our new studios down on Main Street in the large mansion in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're still working out some bugs. Most of all being the echo chamber at this place.
Nothing a good rug won't fix.
I can hear the conversations in every office of this building in here.
There's a lot. It's a beehive of activity.
Yes, which is good. It's a great building. It's just we need to soundproof this studio.
A rug.
A la sitting in the 1970s. Shag carpet on the walls.
And I was going to say an arras on the walls.
A what?
Arras. Like what in Hamlet. It's in a castle.
Don't start throwing words at that you know I don't know the meaning of.
I don't know you don't know.
We have some programs coming up this week. Let's just jump right in with both feet here, Jennifer. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, author William Honischewski will be talking about the history of Highbridge. What do you know about the history of Highbridge?
I know there was a foundry. In it in the 1900s.
What's the museum or the famous place in Highbridge?
The Taylor Wharton.
I was thinking the Solitude House.
Oh, the Solitude House, yeah.
Why is the Solitude House famous?
I don't know.
There's something with the Revolutionary War. I think some people were held prisoner in the Solitude, like William Penn or somebody. I think he was
really
under prison guard in the Solitude House during the Revolution.
The floor.
Something like that. Oh, gosh. It's a PG-13 show, Jennifer.
No.
The history of Highbridge is intertwined with the development of iron and steel, of the iron and steel industry in the United States, Jennifer. So they do mention the Taylor Wharton Foundry, established in 1742. Highbridge evolved around that foundry. With the passage of time, however, Highbridge had lost its farming and found foundry roots, evolving into what is often referred to as a bedroom community. Is it a bedroom community? I never really don't know much about Highbridge, I have to admit. We do have a library in Highbridge, right on Main Street, the Highbridge Library. It's one of our member branches.
You can almost see where it is on the...
on the old picture, on
yeah.
the flyer. So if you're interested in finding out about this bedroom community of Highbridge, come by the North County Branch Library tonight, February 16th. The program starts at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. The North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halsted Street, just in case you don't know where it is and you want to put it into your GPS. All of our programs that Jennifer and I talk about on the show are available to view on our webpage. hclibrary.us has information on all of our programs and services, so why don't you visit? You're on the internet right now. Follow along at home. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner. To see all the flyers of all of our upcoming programs, including this Saturday, Jennifer?
Yes, we have Music the Washington's New with the Practitioners of Music. Nothing is more agreeable and ornamental than good music was a sentiment expressed by George Washington. And do you know what anniversary birthday it is on Sunday of his?
George's birthday?
285th.
Okay.
In case you were... in her own right, Martha Washington was a proficient harpsichordist.
Oh, never mind.
And both well understood the value of music and dance as a social grace. The Practitioners of Music Ensemble is founded to survey the musical riches of the 17th and 18th century. Great Britain...
By the way, Bob Seger's still playing behind us.
I know.
Did you tell me why you picked Bob Seger's Night Moves to play in the beginning of our show?
I did not.
Why? Uh-oh. Why are you laughing?
I'll tell you later.
You can't tell me on the air?
Mm-mm.
Did something happen last night?
Mm-mm. No.
Is some story from your youth?
No. I'll tell you later.
What? You can't do this to our radio audience, Jennifer. Well, can you hint at it?
No.
All right. She'll tell me during the break, and then I'll tell you, because I have no qualms.
It's because of the tall woman with the long black hair and the green eyes. And Morgan's got long black hair and green eyes, and Brian always refers to this song when we talk about Morgan. Okay, are you happy?
He was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he calls him, he says green eyes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Have you seen Morgan recently? What's the new, talking about Morgan again? I thought she fell off the face of the earth.
She did not fall off the face of the earth.
Do you still visit her occasionally? Mm-hmm. Pick her up and take her places?
Occasionally. Sometimes we meet her places.
Like where?
I don't know.
You can't. Oh, my God.
We haven't
is
met
Morgan
her anywhere.
Is Morgan wanted by the, is no, she we haven't, in the witness protection
we haven't
program?
Met her anywhere. We haven't seen her anywhere recently.
Okay, never mind.
All right, so this program about Washington's music, Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You can call 730-6135 for reservations, or I'm pretty sure they'll find room for you. You want to do a couple more?
Tuesday, February 20, or is this? Yeah, that's next yeah. Tuesday. Tuesday, February 21st, WordPress. We have monthly meetups at the library about WordPress. WordPress developers and power users are encouraged to attend and share their knowledge with one another, making this a collaborative effort where all attendees can learn from one another and be inspired to try new things in WordPress. To learn more about WordPress, try visiting WordPress at wordpress.org. But if you want to meet up at the library and learn more in person, just stop by next Tuesday, February 21st, the North County Branch Library. It's a drop-in event, so no reservations are required.
And if you are in the south part of the county on Tuesday night at 7:30, you can stop in at the South County Branch Library at 1432 Route 179 and talk about Beloved by Toni Morrison at their book group. Is that it for the upcoming week?
Why don't we, yes.
Okay, so we'll go to the first commercial break, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Thatch, I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Dame History. Actually, I wanted to make a couple of notes. We apologized last week. The Library Show was not on the air because of the snowstorm.
But they've actually put on the Groundhog Day one again.
Ours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little ironic.
Yes.
So today in history, I asked Jennifer some questions about things that happened on this date, which is February 16th, but I'm also going to ask
a few
things about February 9th.
Okay, are you going to tell me which one is February 9th and which one?
Yeah, the first group will be February 9th.
Okay.
I'll only ask you one or two. I'm not going to ask you all of them.
Right.
Jennifer needs to know if she can remember these events that happened on this date and people who were born or who have died on this date, see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name.
Okay.
All right, let me just pick out a couple, Jennifer. In 1942 on this date, what is reinstated in the United States as a wartime measure to help conserve energy resources?
Standard time. No, daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time, correct. Very good. I didn't know if you'd get that. Who became the first Negro League player voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Jackie Robinson.
Satchel Paige on this date in 1971. What last appeared on this date, February 9th, 1986?
Oh, MASH.
No.
No.
You'll think in the bigger scheme of things.
No. Haley's Comet.
Haley's Comet is correct. 1737, Jennifer, Thomas Paine was born on February 9th.
He was political writer. He wrote Common Sense.
Common Sense. That's what we're looking for. Which, debatable, is the best-selling title of all time. That's what they say, Jennifer.
It's debatable.
Is that debatable?
Yes. Okay, I'm back.
Joe Pesci was born on this date in 1943.
He is a New Jersey-born actor. There's those who say he's running for governor.
It's Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo. Why do I get them mixed up all the time? I got them mixed up.
Pesci is an ass.
He's my cousin Vinny.
He is not technically my cousin Vinny. Oh, yeah, I guess he is Vinny. He play, is his name Vinny in the movie?
Yeah.
And what
What
famous play is he involved in, New York play?
Is he doing Taxi Driver?
No. He's not in it, but he's in it.
The Four Seasons?
Yes.
Oh, because he was their driver or something?
No, he actually is the one who introduced the two main guys to each other.
Okay. I get them mixed up. I don't know
Thinking
why.
Of Jersey Boys, Jennifer.
That's the one.
Okay, today is February 16th. Let's see what happens on this date in history and years past. In 1874, what becomes legal U.S. tender on February 16th?
I don't know.
The silver dollar. Which is a little strange, because didn't Washington fling one of those across the Potomac?
Well, it's really...
That could have been way before that.
Yes.
So something's not right there. Something rotten in Denmark there, Jennifer.
Or at least in Baltimore.
What does Howard Carter discover on this date in 1923?
The heck was that? I think the building's falling down. Howard Carter, 1923? Don't know.
He unsealed the burial chamber of Tutankhamun.
King Tut. Did you see that when it was at the Met?
No.
Me either.
And moving on, 1959, who becomes premier of Cuba?
Fidel Castro.
Correct. The government was overthrown famously on January 1st, but it took him about a month or so to actually be officially. Operation Sandblast was on this date in 1960. Any idea what Operation Sandblast was? 1960.
Mm-mm.
The U.S. Navy submarine U.S. Triton begins from New London, Connecticut, and the first submerged circumnavigation of the globe. There's been more? Why is this so important? But that's what Operation Sandblast. Doesn't make any sense, of course. So I asked you, Jennifer. 1909, Hugh Beaumont was born.
Don't know.
Hugh Beaumont was the father in Leave It to Beaver.
Of course he was.
1957, on February 16th, LeVar Burton was born.
He is an actor and a dancer. He's very involved in reading Rainbow.
Yes. Many, what hit any...
He was in The Wiz?
I don't believe so. I think in Nipsey Russell.
Oh, maybe.
What was he most famous for? He had to become famous. What was his role? It was a TV landmark event.
Roots.
Roots is correct. He played the young Kunta Kinte.
Huh.
He was also on Star Trek, The Next Generation. Jennifer, also famously. Okay, then died in 1928, Eddie Foy. I only know this guy for one reason. It's stupid, but I knew him by name recognition. Eddie Foy was an old vaudeville actor, Jennifer. I just know because he was in the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney. He played him. He played somebody. He played Eddie Foy, and Eddie Foy had a very distinctive lisp in the way he talked, like very like spitting on people.
Very nice.
That was Eddie Foy. Can you picture him?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
I can.
Okay. Finally, 2015 died Leslie Gore.
Is she a singer?
She is.
Well, no, not anymore.
No, how do you know? You don't believe in the afterlife?
Maybe she's singing in the afterlife.
I think she is.
What is she singing in the afterlife?
She's singing "It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To." Songs of that nature from
yes.
the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hum a few bars?
No, thank you.
Okay, that's today in history for today. I actually have a lot of trivia that you requested.
I don't know if I should do it
for you or not. But let's do a little library first, and we'll hit the second half of the show. Because there is a lot, Jennifer.
All right,
tell us about... See, I actually prepared things for you.
Thank you.
Hint, hint.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, tell us about the summer concerts.
Okay. Well, I've booked all the concerts. I should probably wrote them down.
Yeah, that would have been good.
But so coming up next month, the two musical programs for March, unfortunately our February program, Jack McDade, had to be postponed. We'll schedule him again maybe in June or something. I don't know. I'll talk to Jack when he's ready to talk. We'll put it that way. But in March we have...
June would be good because you'd get a big crowd for him. Like, we don't usually get a big crowd in June, but he comes with his own.
Correct. So in March we are be welcoming Marshall's Dixieland Band, who's performed in the past. We'll also be performing at Huntington Community Day on June 3rd.
And I think they're at the at Stengel, the Stengel stage this weekend.
Are they really?
I think so.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's a sign on the corner of Mine Street.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then, of course, they're free at the Huntington County Library.
Yes, they are.
And then we have Borderline, which is a bluegrass country band featuring Bob and Terry Suter. A very popular will be the other concert in March. In April, we welcome back every April Travis Wetzel, a bluegrass fiddler, lives in Tennessee now. He's been on the Grand Ole Opry, among many other things. I'm drawing a blank on the other April one. Maybe we should. Can we pull up our calendar?
Is it going to be on? I can't know.
In May,
You're right.
Next time I write it down, we have two concerts in April. We're going to have two more in May. I know in June we're going to have the play by the Old Wick Community Players.
Okay.
And then in July we're going to kick off the expanded summer concert series, starting July 19th with Dan Butts and his. Is he got a name of that band?
It's a Dan Butera. I don't know. He's doing some Dixieland, then he's going to do Big Band.
Okay, so that's be the kickoff concert. And then we're going to go to the North County Branch the Wednesday after that for the Long Hill String Band, I believe, will be the...
really?
Yes.
Well done.
Band for the second thing. Then back to the Huntington County Library the Wednesday after that, August 2nd, for the Blauenberg Band, the big community band out of Blauenberg, New Jersey. About 50 members strong, plays all patriotic and... I guess big band music
marches.
Too. Marches and things, very popular. So they'll be back. Then back to the North County Branch again, Jennifer.
Look at you.
For the Summer Swing Orchestra.
Did you really get her to agree all this, or yes. You just forced her?
Yes, it's agreed. It's done. Summer Swing Orchestra on August 9th. We've had them at the Huntington County Library, but we shipped them up there. These concerts will be on the baseball field next to the community center.
Nice, well done.
Right next to the library. So, and then we finished it up, as we do every year, with the British Invasion Years, they're calling that, Jennifer.
Yes.
Wildly popular. They were at the Stengel Stage last year. They've been performing us at the Huntington County Library for several years now, and they perform all over the country now. If you pulled up their schedule, you'll see they are all over the place. Maybe we'll do that second half of the show, make a note. Let's see where British Invasion Years are. I don't have a computer. I would do it.
Speaking of being all over the place, I was walking through New Hope last Tuesday night, and Eric Mantell is going to be at the Bucks County Playhouse.
Cool. Is he doing one playing along with one of those movies again?
I'm not sure.
He did that with It's a Wonderful Life or something one time where the jazz played along with the movie.
Keep talking, I'm looking.
Okay, so that would be our summer concert series. And I want to mention that plans are well underway for our outdoor art show in Sale, which is June 10th this year at the Huntington County Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be information coming out at the beginning of March about registering if you're an artist or about just saving the date. If you want to come buy some art, see great local art, we've welcoming the Jugtown, what's the name of that band, Jennifer? Is it Jugtown?
Jugtown Mountain.
The Jugtown Mountain Band will be providing the music. We will have refreshments courtesy of Kona. Kona Shaved Ice. Has agreed to come and provide refreshments that day as well. So it's a great day. Weather the last few years has been beautiful. We were under the set up snow fences under the grove of trees right outside of the Huntington County Library, and then 75 local artists displayed their best work on the fence. We have a couple of judges that will come and award prizes for best in show and public's choice, and in each category. And then the work, of course, is for sale, and you might be able to find some treasure for your living room right above your sofa or in your bedroom or something.
So I've got the British Invasion Years up.
Okay.
They're going to be at the Croton Gun Club on June 10th.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
That's recent. They were just in Wisconsin, weren't they?
They've had a couple private events. I'm turning my back to you. They were sold out at the Loretta Winery. Secaucus Emergency Fund. Yeah, let's see, where else are they going? They're going to Linden, Rochester, New York, Colorado, for the Cover Rock Festival. They're going to be at the Thompson Performing Arts Center in Doylestown, Jefferson
really?
Township, New Jersey.
When is that one?
That is June 28th.
Okay.
They're going to be in Norristown, Pennsylvania on the 23rd at their summer concert series. And that's at the park. Oh, Norristown. I'm thinking Morrisville. They're going to be in Woodbridge. In August, they're going to be someplace in Pennsylvania. They're going to be in Delaware, Manchester County, Muskie Fest in Bethlehem, the Huntington County Library Summer Concert Series, Freehold, Fort Lee, Connecticut, South Amboy. They have a lot of New Jersey events, South Carolina, Massachusetts, and then they're going to Oregon in December.
Congratulations, they're a great bunch of guys that deserve all the success they are currently having.
Yes.
All right, it's 11:30. I don't have weather.
You don't have weather?
I don't have a computer. See, I've been
this
just left
like,
out in the cold.
You know, you can do this tomorrow. You can do this next week if you want. It's very awkward.
Why?
Because I'm keep turning my back to you.
I know, we have to. Maybe we should move the furniture ourselves.
Would
they say?
I don't know.
So this is a library show broadcasting from Grand Central Station in New York City.
Sure feels like that. And the doors, it's like a haunted house. There's a secret to opening the doors, which fortunately Jim figured out right away.
It's the old, it wasn't too difficult, Jennifer.
I've never had it. I've lived in an old house, and I don't have a door like
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer would have starved in here until someone found her. Okay, so the library show. Jennifer wanted some trivia, and
I did. Oh, somebody's just arrived.
What are you talking about?
You can't hear the dinging of the door downstairs?
Oh, I got headphones on, Jennifer.
Okay.
Did you notice these big black things
I
over
did.
My ears?
I did.
They're called headphones.
I don't like them.
And they muffle the outside sound.
Like
so I can hear what's going on.
You ever see Frenchie in Grease? I don't think I'd like wearing those headphones.
What are you talking about? God, do I even want to know what you're talking
about? In Grease, Frenchie says it.
Okay, Jennifer requested some New York trivia. I had written some for a trivia game a while ago. I actually have more. I know I pulled some out of this group, but I'll just ask them to you anyway, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
Do we have any library business we need to take care of before this?
No.
Talk about the new movies coming up. We'll do that later.
You want to do it first?
Okay, let's talk about the movies. We have a new movie series.
Okay, we have on the 23rd, next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, and Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. We will be showing Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant in Florence Foster Jenkins, the story of a New York heiress who dreamed of becoming an opera singer despite having a terrible singing voice. March 3rd at North County at 2 p.m., and then March 16th at Headquarters at 6 p.m., we will be showing Sully, which is the story of Chesley Sullenberg, of the American pilot who became a hero after landing his damaged plane on the Hudson River.
Why do we have to say he's an American pilot?
I don't know. Starring Tom Hanks and Laura Linney. On March 10th at North County at 2 p.m. and March 30th at Headquarters at 6 p.m., we will be showing Arrival. When 12 mysterious spacecrafts appear around the world, linguistics professor Louise Banks is tasked with interpreting the language of the apparent alien visitors. And Forrest Whitaker is in that. And we're going to wrap it up on April 7th at the North County Branch at 2 p.m. and April 13th at 6 p.m. at Headquarters, Hell or High Water. A divorced father and his ex-con brother resort to a desperate scheme in order to save the family's ranch in West Texas. And that stars Jeff Bridges. And then the next round of movies starts at the end of April, so mark your calendars. These movies are free and open to the public. Call 788-1434 for Headquarters Movies or 730-6135 for North County Branch. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are the sponsors of these movies, and you're welcome to bring your favorite snacks and non-alcoholic beverages.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer is a big fan of New York City.
Yeah.
Let's see how much she really does know about the Big Apple.
Okay.
It's not a trivia question. Okay, Jennifer, what Neil Simon play is named after a location in Brooklyn?
Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Very good. Name one of the four attractions Walt Disney created for the 1964 World's Fair.
It's a Small World.
It's a Small World is correct. Can you name any of the others?
No.
Progress Land, or the Carousel of Progress, which is also now a ride in Disney World. Ford Skyway and Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. It's the first animatronic person. Abe Lincoln did the Gettysburg Address or something. Okay, Jennifer. In its heyday between 1880 and World War II, Coney Island consisted of three competing major amusement parks. Name one of them.
Gosh. Nope.
Dreamland, Steeplechase Park, and Luna Park.
Hmm.
Radio City Christmas Spectacular, Jennifer, has been an annual New York Christmas tradition since what year? Give you five either way.
1972.
1933.
Wow.
I could have given you 50 either way. Okay, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, Jennifer, connects which two New York boroughs?
Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Very good. What Woody Allen movie was filmed primarily in Rockaway Beach?
Annie Hall.
Radio Days. True or false, the Empire State Building is the second tallest building in New York City.
True.
False. 432 Park Avenue, a residential building, is second now.
Huh.
Whose backup group was named the Brooklyn Bridge?
I don't know.
Johnny Maestro. What singer named his backup group after a street in the Bronx? Dion and the Belmonts. What college basketball team won the 1950 NCAA Men's Division I Tournament and the 1950 National Invitation Tournament, only to be later found guilty in a massive point-shaving scandal.
It's Jasper's, Manhattan College.
The City College of New York. What is the biggest New York City borough in size?
Brooklyn?
Queens. What was the Dodgers last year in Brooklyn?
1957.
What New York airport did the Beatles land at on February 7th, 1964?
Idlewild. That had been changed to Kennedy.
Recently renamed to the John F. Kennedy Airport. Correct. Besides Ruth and Garrick, name another member of the Yankees' murderer's row of the 1920s. Tough one. You're a Mets fan.
I know.
Combs, Koenig, Musial, and Lazzari. Name, what is the name of the building located at 1619 Broadway on 49th Street in New York City, where many hit songs were written by Goffin and King, Lieber and Stoller, Burt Bacharach, Neil Diamond, and many others?
5th, 6th Broadway. No.
The Brill Building, the famous Brill Building, where all those hit songs were written. How many World Series did the Yankees win with Casey Stengel as their manager?
5. 7.
Name one of the four New York City mayors who was in office for 12 years, three consecutive four-year terms.
Michael Bloomberg.
Bloomberg is correct. Can you name another?
Ed Koch.
Koch is correct.
Fiorello LaGuardia.
LaGuardia is correct. Very good.
I'm not going to know the
Robert
four.
Wagner was the
yeah,
fourth.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Who was known as the master builder of mid-20th century New York City?
Robert Caro wrote the book about him. What the heck is his name?
Robert Moses.
Moses.
Who was the mastermind behind the design of both Prospect Park in Brooklyn and Central Park in Manhattan? He also helped design the Chicago World
Fair. I know who it is, and it's not going to come to me.
Frederick Law Olmsted. What borough was the Polo Grounds in?
Queens.
Manhattan. Who, and finally, who was killed?
Sure, really?
All look right. It up.
I'll look
you
it
got
up.
A computer
no,
right over your left
no,
shoulder.
I don't, it's my right shoulder.
Is it your right shoulder?
It is.
Who was killed outside Sparks Steakhouse on December 16th, 1985? That's your last one.
It's a mobster.
It is a mobster. Paul Castellano. So pretty good.
Not bad.
Are they good questions?
They were. Do you have the first lines of the books?
I do.
That's the ones I want.
Oh, for Christmas sakes. Is that clock right on the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got tons of time.
We have loads of time.
Let's mix in like an event in between trivia rounds.
Well, we have some upcoming yoga-y, stressy... kind of, not a series, but a several programs at the North County Branch on February 23rd. We have Umesh Bhatia will be meditating for stress relief. Still stressed out after the holidays? I think you need more than Umesh if you're still stressed out in the middle of February. Explore the healing.
And it's tax season. People are stressed.
Explore the healing power of meditation and learn how to create peace in your life in spite of the stress around you. And then on March 7th, Tuesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome back structural yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser to discuss tension, stress, and trauma release, an innovative series of exercises that assist the body in releasing deep muscular patterns of stress, tension, and trauma. And if you still are not relaxed and your head is still not clear, and your fingers still aren't working fast enough to turn the pages.
I've lost interest.
I know you have. Because there's so many programs at North County in between. One more. I'm almost there. On March 21st at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome Casey Gabriel from the Kessler Rehabilitation Center. We'll talk about cognitive fitness. And is exercise for your brain. It includes lifestyle changes, challenging your brains in ways that promote healthy aging, like doing crossword puzzles and trivia. Casey is a speech-language pathologist at Kessler Rehabilitation Center, and she works with people with a variety of neurological disorders. So we've got lots of programs to de-stress you and get you all set for spring. And be very relaxed on the way in. What you'd lose.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, moving on. Jennifer, I'm going to give you the first line of a book. I'm expecting to get a 10 out of 10 here.
Okay, what are you looking for?
It's pretty easy. Nothing.
Okay.
In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines. Lived 12 little girls
in straight little lines.
I need the answer, Jennifer.
Oh, Madeline. Ludwig Bemelmans.
Yes. And you give me the title of the book.
Madeline.
Okay.
Ludwig Bemelmans.
I need you to repeat what I'm saying.
Okay. I was finishing.
All children except one grow up.
And Peter Pan, James Barry.
If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born. And what my lousy childhood was like. And how my parents were occupied and all before they had me. And all that David Copperfield kind of crap. But I don't feel like going into it.
Catcher in the Rye, Holden Caulfield.
If you want to know the truth. Catcher in the Rye is correct.
Jay Salinger.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley.
Harry Potter.
Of number 4 Privet Drive.
Harry.
We're proud to say that they were
Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Where's Papa going with that axe?
Charlotte's Web.
Once there were 4 children whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
When he was nearly 13, my brother Jim got his arm badly broken at the elbow.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold,
Cat in the Hat.
Cold, wet day. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13.
1984.
Correct. Chug, 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 puff, 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 ding, dong, ding, dong.
The little engine that could.
Correct. 10 for 10. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
You are, that was your test to become the new director of the library. You passed with flying colors. All right, let me give you some general trivia real quick here. Then we'll move on to some more concerts. Jennifer, just general trivia. What is the only planet in our solar system that doesn't have a moon?
Is Pluto back to being a planet?
That wouldn't have counted anyway.
Okay. I don't know.
Venus. Venus doesn't have a moon. Who was Pinocchio's conscience?
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Now he belongs to the ages, was famously uttered at the bedside upon whose death?
Nope.
Abraham Lincoln. What were Romeo and Juliet's last names?
Capulet and Montague.
If someone says to you in Spanish, Jennifer, K or S,
what time is it?
Who was first credited for uttering the words, am I my brother's keeper?
Cain or Abel. Abel.
Cain. Because Abel was missing, Jennifer. And they asked him where he was. Make a little more sense now. What were the names of the 2 space shuttles whose missions ended with disaster?
Challenger. And I don't know.
Columbia. In the continental U.S., Jennifer, Maine borders the least other states, only 1. Which state is bordered by the most other states? 8 total.
Something in the Midwest. We're down south. How about Arkansas or Missouri?
Tennessee. Tennessee is bordered by 8 other states. And then you'll know this one because this is from our show. What does a numismatist collect?
Coins.
Very good. He collects coins. I'm going to say a word one at a time. You tell me what they have in common as quickly as you can. King. Queen. Castle.
They're chess pieces.
Very good. Things that you, the game of chess. See, you got it quicker that time. Last time it took you all 10 and you didn't get it, remember? See how your mind is starting to pick up on that, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
This round's on me, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a fictional bar.
Okie dokie.
You give me the TV show or movie that that bar or watering hole appeared in.
Okay.
The Tropicana.
Casablanca. No, I Love Lucy. Oh, good grief.
What the heck?
I have no idea. I Love Lucy.
The Prancing Pony.
Hmm. I don't know.
That was in Lord of the Rings.
I would not have known that.
You didn't read Lord of the Rings?
Mm-mm.
Really? Not your genre, huh? Mm-mm. The Double Deuce. A movie called Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. So you've seen it?
No.
Ink and Paint Club.
Ink and Pink.
Ink and Paint.
Paint. Ink and Paint. Sounds artsy.
Mm-hmm. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? There were cartoon characters in that movie, Jennifer. Mos Eisley Cantina.
The only cantina I knew was in Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct.
Really?
Mos Eisley, yes. Admiral Benbow Inn. This is one that's a literary one, Jennifer. This is your literary one.
Mm-mm.
Jim Hawkins. Long John Silver. Treasure Island. Drunken Clam.
Nope.
Family Guy. Three Broomsticks.
Harry Potter?
Correct. The Regal Beagle.
Oh, Three's Company.
Everybody knows that one. Why does everybody know that one? And Rick's American Cafe.
That would be Casablanca.
Yes, you did it, Jennifer. All right, I have a couple more. Oh, there's my thing. Do we need to go to our commercial? Let's do our next commercial, and we'll come back. Some more events and some more trivia right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. There is 10 more minutes left before Jim Gino comes in to take care of business.
We remembered a couple more of our musical programs coming up. We have a Dean Martin show coming. I believe that one's in April. And we have the David Aaron
Quartet.
And what do they play?
Dance standards.
Dance standards. They've been popular. They've performed for us many times.
Yes. It's either May 17th or May 19th. I forget.
Speaking of music, Jennifer, I'm going to give you the first line of a song.
Oh, dear. All right.
Sing along if you want, but give me the title of the song.
Okay.
It's easy for you. Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time.
Close to you. Carpenters.
Very good. Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home?
Can you give me a year?
Yeah, I don't know. 80s. Pink Floyd. Comfortably Numb. Busted flat in Baton Rouge waiting for a train, and I's feeling near as faded as my jeans.
No.
Janis Joplin. Me and Bobby McGee. I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
It's Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Virgin?
Correct. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. James
Taylor. I'd really love to see you again.
Fire and Rain. I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Nope.
Queen?
Oh, yes. Okay.
We are the champions.
I'm getting there.
I know, we can't.
I'm singing it in my head.
30 seconds.
I'm singing it in my head.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, stole many a man's soul to waste.
Who sang it?
The Rolling Stones.
Nope.
Sympathy for the Devil. Mother told me, yes, she told me, I'd meet girls like you.
I know. Mother told me there'd be days like this.
Cheap Trick. Surrender. I am just a poor boy, though my story...
The Boxer.
Very good. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
Is it a Bruce Springsteen?
It's Bruce Springsteen.
Mary's Place?
Incorrect.
No.
Thunder Road. The greatest song written... Probably of all time.
You think?
I do. That's my opinion, Jennifer.
Okay.
What's your opinion?
It's not, but you know, you're going to ask me what I think is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking you.
Why do you think it's the greatest song ever written? The lyrics or the music?
Both. It's unique. There's no bridge. There's no, it's just building in urgency as the song goes on. It's about a guy that wants to get out of his hometown. He's trying to convince his girlfriend to come with him. And there's no pause. He just keeps... pleading and pleading. There's no... It's a different song structure. Everything. Brilliant.
Does it hit really close to home?
This guy wrote it when he was like 22 years old or something. No, it doesn't. Even though that was close to my home growing up, but he wasn't a big fan of Freehold growing up, Jennifer.
I don't think so. But I hear it's
a big town full of losers. He's pulling out of here to win. That's the last song of Thunder, last line of Thunder Red. Okay, let's just update a few more programs here. We've got about a couple minutes left. Jim Gunnell from Crown Trophy and his show, Taking Care of Business.
I have some new books coming out. You want to talk about them?
Tell me. Tell me.
Tell you?
You couldn't hear me over you just wrinkling folding papers in front of your microphone.
You know what? This is not working for me.
I know, but you could assist in the process a little bit.
I'm sorry. We have some mystery and suspense coming out in February. We have Charles Todd, Racing the Devil, The Banana Cream Pie Murder by Joanna Fluke, and this is a wildly popular series about a Minnesota baker.
Here, I'm going to put my keys in my pocket.
There you go. Fun of me. Death of a Ghost by M.C. Beaton, and again, that's a long-running series set in England. The Rusty Puppy by Joe Lansdale.
The Rusty Puppy?
The Rusty Puppy.
What is that about?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
You're intrigued? I See You by Claire McIntosh.
So you have no idea what any of these books are about?
I told you what The Banana Cream Pie, The Murder. I can tell you what I See You is about.
I See You?
I See You, not I-S-E-E-U. It's set in London, and a woman's traveling home from work, and she sees her picture on an ad for like a sex website. And she says, no,
you told me this one last
did
week.
I tell you this one last week? Yes. All right, well, then it's on the list again. The Shimmering Road by Hester Young. Hester Young is from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. She was at the Barnes & Noble in Princeton last night. That's the second in a series of books about a young woman who has dreams about dead children, and they come true a lot of times. Dead in the Water by Annalise Ryan. The Dead Letters. Did we talk about The Dead Letters last week?
I don't
Kate
remember.
Kate Dolan Leach.
It's not ringing a bell.
There's twins, Ava and Zoe. Yes, we did talk about that one last week. A Cast of Vultures by Judith Flanders. This is set in a London publishing house. And Judith Flanders is hysterical. What You Break by Reed Farrell Coleman. Reed Farrell Coleman is one of the authors who has taken up writing the Robert B. Parker series now that he has died. We also have some historical fiction coming in February. Lincoln in the Bardo by George Sanders. A couple we talked about, A Piece of the World by Christina Baker Klein, The Chilbury Ladies Choir. The Typewriter's Tale by Michelle Hines. That's about, it's a fictionalized novel about Henry James is a typist and the trouble she causes when Edith Wharton arrives. We Are the Lucky Ones, which is a story of the Roosevelts. No Man's Land by Simon Tolkien. And that's all I got.
And that's the little time we've got, Jennifer.
Oh, it sure is. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people.
America's top diplomat speaks to reporters after a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Rex Tillerson met with him on the sidelines of a G20 summit in Germany.
Where we do not see eye to eye, the United States will stand up for the interests and values of America and her allies.
It was the first meeting between the two since Tillerson, the former ExxonMobil CEO, became Secretary of State. Separately, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford is also meeting with a Russian general today in Azerbaijan. More people seeking unemployment help. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims climbed by 5,000 last week to 239,000. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a